rapture everybody off to heaven. That's not true. That's not the teaching of the Bible. The Bible says, you know, that he does judge and make war.
All praises to the Father and His Son, the creator of the universe.
Yeah,
the giver of the laws and commandments, crucified for the sins of the whole earth. But y'all don't pay him no mind, y'all don't pay him no homage. I ain't tripping on him, y'all don't love him. Y'all too busy worshiping other guys. Christmas, Easter, Valentine, yeah, y'all love sin. And these pastors ain't no help, they done closed up the doors to the kingdom. Matthew 23 and 13, tell me y'all some hypocrites. Y'all ain't even getting in the kingdom, and that's real. I've been walking with the word, trying to get to know the word. Another word, I've been reading script.
I
come to find out, it's a different story when you understand the manuscript.
It is
false doctrines, all lies.
Is it?
Like going to heaven when we die.
What else?
Like eating catfish and pork rinds. That's abomination in the Lord's eyes. You gotta unlearn and relearn everything that you did learn about the Most High God of these scriptures. And you better do it before he return.
Cause he ain't coming back to shake hands.
Nah.
Kissing and hugging. He coming back to set the record straight.
Come on.
He coming back to pass judgment.
Yeah.
Cause he ain't coming back to shake hands.
He ain't
kissing and hugging.
No.
He coming back to clear the controversy.
He
coming back to pass judgment.
Seven trumpets, seven vows. Right after Jacob see his trouble.
It's coming.
He said the whole world gon' bow. Whether you hate him or you love him.
It's coming.
You got a war. You ain't keeping his commandments. You gon' perish when he come back with his army and the sword. Judgment has been handed down to him from the Father. And a title has been given Lord of all lords. You been worshiping in vain, though. Cause you don't really know him like you claim so. At the day of judgment, he gon' tell you he don't know you either. And to the lake of fires, where you gon' go? All you heathens and you Edomites.
Yeah.
Babylon gon' die that night. Talkin' takeover, full overthrow. The man of sin, he gon' burn slow.
Yeah.
What you know about blood up to the horse's bridle? He gon' call all the fowls of the earth to come feast on the dead bodies, laying every word. You can read it, you've been sinning, you ain't gon' be spared. I've been reading, you should get prepared.
Yeah,
I've been reading, baby, you should be scared. If you thinking the Messiah is a white boy with blue eyes and blonde hair, that's deception at its highest. He gon' judge you with the highest when you kick against the laws and the commandments. That's the covenant I'm standing on it. 10 toes down, I know you some playing on it. You gotta unlearn and relearn everything that you did learn about the Most High God of these scriptures. And you better do it before he return.
Cause he ain't coming back to shake hands.
Nah.
Kissing and hugging.
Nope.
He coming back to set the record straight.
Come on.
He coming back to pass judgment.
Yeah.
Cause he ain't coming back to shake hands.
He ain't
kissing and hugging.
Nope.
He coming back to clear the controversy.
He
coming back to pass judgment.
And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of fierceness and of wrath of God Almighty.
Check. Can y'all hear me?
Y'all hear me? Check.
Check. Okay. This is kind of tricky, y'all. Hold on. Let me play this video. Play this video. And let y'all see what's going on. The U.S. want to buy. Is it echoing? Let me go back. Oh, man, this just sacrifice your time, Brother Jersey. shoot, you sacrifice your time, it's going to flow out of you, out of your belly, going to flow rivers of living water. See, some of y'all may not see the importance of the watchman on the wall telling you what's going on. Oh, you being divisive. But the Messiah said he didn't come to bring peace. He come to divide. Ain't no inclusion with no devil unless you're going to hell with him. So somebody got to do this part. If y'all see me out here off the rails or something, now that's a different story. That's where y'all got to admonish a brother. Say, hey, brother, you getting a little sideways over here. You starting to look, you ain't looking like the word. Not your opinion, not the slave master theology, not what the white supremacist devil telling you, let them kill you, and you sit down and talking about we need to be peaceful. They killed Malcolm. Malcolm was for self-defense. They killed Martin. Martin was for peace. But anyway, let me get on over here. All right, let y'all see this.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. As a growing number of governments worldwide enact new limits on social media apps, we look now at bipartisan calls at home to ban one specific app here in the United States, the Chinese-owned TikTok. Last Thursday, Congress members grilled TikTok CEO Shou Ji Chew during a five-hour hearing on the app's ties to the Chinese government data practices and its effects on children's mental health. This is Democratic Florida Congressmember Darren Soto questioning Chew.
So, Mr. Chew, would TikTok be prepared to divest from ByteDance and Chinese Communist Party ties if the Department of Treasury instructed you all to do so?
Okay. Can y'all hear me right? Give me one if y'all can hear me. I'm in the new territory. Give me one. I know it's a few second delay. I'm gonna say y'all can hear me. They want him to separate himself from China, right? Okay, well, why the hell are they trading with China? Let me show y'all this. Why are they trading with them? Either you cool with Chinese or you ain't. Now for our brothers and sisters out there, I'm not caping for Putin. I'm not caping for doo-doo. I'm not caping for gas. I'm not caping for none of them. I'm caping for Mafia. I'm watch these devils. I'm starting to look at Julius Malema sideways. Y'all seen that video Malema talking about protect Putin at all costs? Huh? Y'all see that? Let me show y'all this. I'm all off the rail. I've been holding it in too long. Hold on. I like my brother, but I hate Judases. He's starting to look sideways now. Y'all aware of that? Y'all watch these devils now. Look at this. Worry about your own country. He got his nose all the way in Uganda worrying about some LGBT stuff. But he's claiming he pro the people. If you pro the people, let them run their own country. See what I'm saying? He started to look. Then it's another video he's talking about protect Putin. I didn't see this coming. I was suspicious. When I saw that video, I told my wife, when I looked at it, talking about protect Putin. But anyway, that's what you get when you get people up in front of us that don't live the Bible. I know it. But anyway, okay, let me show y'all some of this stuff. Look at this. Let me see. Oh, y'all can't see my screen. Hold on, y'all. Let me get this thing together. Let me share the entire screen. All right. All right, look, this is it's an old video. 2000, well, it ain't too old. 2019. China's takeover of the U.S. rail and car construction. Okay, think about all these train derailments. I ain't saying nothing, but I'm saying something. What's going on? That's all I'm saying. Okay. U.S. rail car construction. How is you gonna let another country come over here and get all up in your insides? Y'all pardon me. All up in that. Y'all just keep your eyes open and don't y'all take the side. Don't stay out of it. You want to join somebody's army? Join the Most High Army. All right? Think about it like this, family. While they fighting each other and killing each other, they ain't got chance. They ain't got time to focus and fight and kill on us. So let them kill each other. Yeah, some of us going to die. But hell, that's every day. Some of us is dying. If you don't want it to be you and your children, I suggest you teach them the commandments. I suggest you tell them to bow down to the will of the Most High. If you don't want that to be your kids and you don't want that to be you, I suggest you pray and beg him for some mercy. And even if he see fit to take you out of here, follow orders and die. You're going to die regardless. Okay? I can't read y'all comments, but all right. Look here. But the warning sound like the plot of a Hollywood spy thriller. Chinese hide malware in a subway. Rail car security company. Okay, if you got a Chinese train company over here, okay, they over the security in that train car. Okay, just say you use your credit card to get on board this train. Where that information going? You already know they can hack, they can unlock your car. They can unlock your car. The hacker know what they're doing. They can unlock your car and get in it. Now, what y'all think about that? They talking about TikTok, but they ain't looking at this. All this information started coming to me within a span of 15 minutes. All right. A system that allows surveillance of Pentagon or White House officials as they ride. Why is you got them over here in the first place? All right. Or sensors on the train secretly record officials' conversation. Or Florida software that controls the train. Is that why these trains derailing? I'm not saying something, but I'm saying something. In other words, I don't know what's going on. I just want you to think. Okay? I don't know what's going on, but just look at all the pieces of the puzzle and the Most High gonna put them in place. Inserted during manufacturing process. A lie. Remember, don't forget that doggone spy balloon. Oh, at what point do the United States say, fine, we're not doing no more trade with you? Y'all get y'all people and send them back to Beijing, send them back to China. Come get all your citizens and take them back over there. See, and now I'm not for neither one of these countries. I just want y'all to see, is the United States sabotaging the United States? All right. Congress, the Pentagon, and industry experts have taken warnings. They ain't taking nothing seriously. You know how they ain't taking warnings seriously? I just gave you the rundown on what's going on. How you gonna fund the people that's chaining you down? How is they funding the people? They doing business with them. They doing $1 billion of trade. The American merchants that wanted to start the inner cities took the money to China. Y'all, I might be trying to have to end this video. You'll see. They taking the money to China. That's what happened. That's why the hood look like it do. They took all the money out the hood and sent it to China. That's what they done. Now they done fed this dragon, and now the dragon is roasting they behind. Good form. Y'all bear with me. I may have to. I'm gonna have to end this in a little bit. Let me give them a let me give get him. Let me get y'all the. Let me get y'all the expedited version. My videos, I think they be long anyway. But y'all see what this is. Y'all can read this yourself. Chinese take over the U.S. They all in the infrastructure. They all in the self. And truth be told, the United States, the CIA and FBI is doing the same thing to us. Look at the COINTELPRO. Notice how they infiltrated and destroyed all of the black power movement. You know, black power, trying to get us some, get our own businesses in our neighborhood instead of importing these Chinese and these other immigrants to take the money out of our neighborhood. That's why I don't feel no sympathy for America. So, no. I'm gonna stay in line with the Bible. I'm gonna obey the word. I'm not finna go one way or the other way. I'm gonna let them fight it out. America done this to herself, trying to starve us of wealth and natural resources and the right to live. America done this. To what I look like putting on a cape, becoming super Negro, trying to save America. All right, let me go on. Look, now who's selling these Chinese farmland over here? So, look, it looks like the Chinese is taking over the United States without firing a shot right now. You buy the land, hey, they're not gonna do, why don't they do China like they did black folks? You know, kill the Chinese and build a big lake where their land was. Why don't they do China like they did black folks? Put an interstate right through their farmland or the land they bought. Why don't they do them like they did black folks? I'm trying to do black folks now. Put a cop city in Atlanta so you can hear gunshots and hand grenades in your peace and quiet when you're supposed to be resting. Why don't they do the Chinese like that? Let me give you the rundown of the rundown. Y'all just do a quick search. Buying America farmland. Why? What is they gonna do with the food? Is the food gonna kill us? Well, American food killing us. What is this for? The food gonna kill us? What is it for? Why?
Hey, Brother Warrior.
Yes, sir.
And the farmland that they buy.
Yeah.
The over 50% of it is next to military U.S. air bases. U.S. naval bases and military facilities. That's where they buying the land at.
Next to military base. I didn't even hear y'all come in.
Yes, sir. It's right next to military bases. Either the Air Force base or the naval bases or the army base. That's where they buying the land at.
Man, you know what? These folks ain't that stupid. There's a plan going on. There's a plan going on, huh?
Well, the white man and the Asian are cousins or brothers and sisters.
Oh yeah, Caucasian
look at the word. Look at the word. Yeah, Caucasian. They that's their brothers coming over here, taking back what's. But you know, just hey, look, we'll hold it down for you. Since you're going in debt, you can't pay the money back. We'll hold it down over here. That's all going on.
And didn't the scripture say that they would be confederate against us?
Yeah. I'm just showing y'all pieces of the puzzle. Y'all got anything else to say?
Nah, go ahead.
And Bill Gates buying the land? Oh, let me close that out. Yeah. Let me see. Y'all heard about Julius Malema, didn't you? Hello?
What Malema done did?
He protesting Uganda's anti-LGBT stuff. They want us in this all-inclusively. That way nothing gets done. When is we gonna focus on the black folks that been here getting oppressed for over 400 plus years? The biggest oppression in history. Now we gonna focus on the LGBT folks. Now we gonna focus on the illegal immigrants. Now we gonna focus on the Ukrainians. And ain't nothing. And meanwhile, we still getting ain't nothing changed. That's what that's about. It's a con game. Go ahead, Brother Steph.
Well, it was a Ugandan brother that came out. Was he from Uganda or Nigeria, Mike? The brother that came out talking about Chlamydia Harris.
I think he was from Uganda.
Yeah, he was talking about Chlamydia over there trying to force them, yeah, them gay rights over there on them people in Africa. He came out and did a video on her, talking about the same thing you talking about right now, bro, Warrior.
Yeah, we got our brothers and sisters over there starving. We ain't gonna worry about you Negroes getting nothing to eat, but we got some LGBT stuff for y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is. That's that NSSM 200. We want to steal all the value, the resources out of Africa, and steal it from the Negro. That's what that is. And you know what? I look for them to start killing the black folks when that's coming. It's coming. It's coming, because I commend our brothers and sisters for telling them to take their aid and shove it up their butt. We don't do that LGBT stuff over the hill. I commend them for that. But they need to be getting their weapons ready. They need to be getting their weapons ready. Something. Well, the most valuable weapon is living right and obeying them commandments. Most High make them kill each other.
That's right.
We know that sodomy or the gay agenda, that's what bring down nations.
Yeah.
That's why Rome couldn't stand. That's why Greece couldn't stand. That's why Egypt, that's why Sodom and Gomorrah couldn't stand. Why?
Babylon.
Homosexuality. Babylon,
yeah,
couldn't
Babylon
stand. Yeah. Nineveh couldn't stand. Homosexuality, Hebrew. When you let that in, that is a gateway or the entry of wicked spirits coming in into your nation, into your individual homes. That's
and
why the murder rate. Go ahead, Hebrew.
And it's an invitation for the Most High to bring destruction down on your butt too.
That's right. That's right. So if they can get, they know that we getting ready to go back. This the second Exodus is right around the corner. So now I got to take the sin and the spiritual wickedness and principalities and high places that's over here in America, I got to put it over there to keep you niggas in sin.
And they keep the Most High judgment on us.
That's right.
Hey, I got to step up. Y'all keep going. Keep it going.
All right. Y'all
keep it going.
But yeah, you're right, bro, Mikael, because they know who the commandments was given to. They know who the oracles was given to. They know who the statues was given to. And like you said, it ain't like the Esau and his kinfolk. Like, they don't know what prophecy is, bro. Because, you know, we were talking about that earlier. They know what prophecy is. They know what the prophecy has in store for them. They looking at the weather. They looking at the hurricanes and the volcanoes and the tornadoes and the earthquakes. They looking at it. They looking at these prophecies lining up. They know what they got coming.
That's right. They know we getting ready to be delivered. They know it. And that's like I said. Now I got to take the American way of life, the hypocrisy and the lies, and I got to put it on this. I got to put it over there now. I got to set all of this, what we got over here, I'm going to bring it over there. But I need y'all to pass laws so we can continue on with our sodomite agenda. Yeah. What's going on, Yahuwah Kingdom?
Hey, Shalom.
We got to make sure that when this Exodus happens, when these Israelites come back into this land, that this sin is already him waiting on them to hit them in their face.
That's right.
But what they ain't giving an account for though, Hebrew, is that new heart that the Most High gonna give us.
That's right.
And that new mind that we gonna have. We not gonna be able to sin.
You know what?
Can I pass up on you, Hebrew?
Yeah.
Can I feed you this right here, Stephen?
Bring it out.
Why you think the Most High said, what he said in Ezekiel. I'm going to purge out the rebel amongst you. Meaning, I'm going to purge out them in the wilderness, in Africa. I'm going to purge out them homosexuals. I'm going to purge out all sinners out that land. That's what he's saying.
You know something else, brothers and sisters? There ain't no fear when he ain't no that fear gonna leave. I'm telling y'all, there ain't gonna be no fear. The only fear gonna be these heathens. Start starving that fear. If you worried about paying your bills, then stop spending. You worried about eating, then stop eating out. You know what I'm talking about? If you afraid, ask the Most High for the solution.
That's right, brother Warren. That's just like brother Amo planting him a garden right now.
Yes, sir.
We got to start practicing. We got to start putting this stuff into practice, man.
Yeah, you
that's
right. Over there buying up all the land. You gonna have to come to us to eat. That's all right. The Most High gonna feed us.
Hey, we better get used to getting back to plant based food.
Yeah.
That's
even
right.
The darn food is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was examining all this stuff that's a lie. You know, your air got them toxic forever chemicals in it. So your oxygen now is a lie. You ain't breathing real air. You breathing fake air. Darn devil. You run around here scared. Man, shoot, they killing you. Anyway. Especially you men, folks.
This is the time that we should be crying out, because we know that our ancestors, when we cried out, Most High answered our ancestors when our people were in Goshen. So he said it, and nothing new up under the sun. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And it, like you said a while ago, warriors, we shouldn't be afraid, because now we should be calling them out, and we're seeing our brothers and sisters waking up and calling these heathens out for everything that they've done and holding their feet to the fire. And that makes them so uncomfortable by us crying out, telling them what y'all did to us, and that somebody's got to make payment.
Yeah.
He said the sins of the fathers are going to be visited upon the children until the third and the fourth generation. They don't want to hear that visitation. Now the visitation is here. And Most High ain't playing right now. And we need to continue to pray that the Most High continue to send judgment upon these wicked, unrepented heathens. Because they don't want to repent.
No.
They don't want to stop. They want to double down and say, all right, man, we need to let them pick our foot off. No, you want to keep your feet on our neck. No, it's time for us to start calling them out and start crying out and let the Most High, let him judge between us and them and see who comes out victorious. That's all I got to say. I land my plane.
And Brother Amo too now. With this judgment, with the natural disasters and stuff that's coming, these Christians getting punished too.
That's right.
I'm talking about the Israelites. I'm talking about our brothers and sisters. They catching the wrath too of the Most High. Cause they just as much a part of this system as he is.
Oh, yeah, they buy into it.
That's right. And it goes back to the book of Jasher. I think it was like in the 75, chapter 75. I know y'all probably read that when the 3 days and three nights of darkness came. There was a lot of our people that had died in that 3 days and three nights of darkness also. So we understand that our people going to get caught up in these judgments, because this two-thirds, they just ain't going to get it, man. You can talk to them. You can beg them, they just don't want to listen. So now, the Most High said he's going to enact that judgment. It's going to be a whole lot of us ain't going to make it.
Yep.
Hey, you said, Brother Amy, you said it's going to be a visitation. See, the visitation already started.
Yes.
Why you think, like, when you go read Jeremiah 23, he said he was going to bring the whirlwind. In the book of Nahum, he said the clouds to the dust of his feet. This is the visitation. If you read Psalms 148 and 8, he said, hail, storm, tempest is to fulfill his word. So the judgment is already on this place. Whether you Jew, Greek, or Gentile, if you are an unrepentant man or woman, you're going to get the wrath from the Most High. And I land my plane.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now let that video play, y'all. I'm about to step away. Now let that video play.
All right.
They trying to buy his. He getting a Negro. It might be one big show though. They trying to take over his thing. Talking about information being, you know, gathered and collected on folks. Meanwhile, Google doing the same thing. Facebook doing the same thing. Instagram doing the same thing. Name one that ain't. Now I'm not taking up for the Chinese. I just want to know what's going on. All thing I see them doing on TikTok is giving them white folks that work.
That's what I see too, brother.
That's all thing I see too. Going on TikTok. White folks giving white folks that work. Now all y'all are racist. Yeah, that's what I see them doing. White folks giving white folks that work on TikTok. I'm gonna let this video play.
Okay, go ahead.
Can y'all hear it? Let me share.
I don't hear anything yet.
Okay. What about now?
I don't hear anything yet.
Y'all getting a lot of static.
I hear a little bit of static in the background. Not much, but I can hear it.
Hold on. Yeah, that's me. I need to figure out. Need mute. I'm gonna go out for a little while. I'm gonna let y'all have it. All right. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know where.
I'm gonna go out for a little while. I got some stuff going on.
What your you can't get your video to play?
I can't get it to play.
Bro, Mikael, can you get your video on this platform, or do we need to go to the other? Cause we can go ahead and do that too.
Yeah, I can get it loaded. It ain't gonna take me about a second to load it up.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna just buy out for a little while. I got stuff going on.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, bro, Warrior. Go ahead. We got it.
Okay.
Shalom, brother Warrior.
Shalom.
Shalom, Hebrew.
Shalom.
Bro, Mikael.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. Y'all talk it up. Let me get it loaded up, Hebrew.
All right.
Yeah.
Sister Arlene says she got some lettuce to grow.
Yeah, last year I had quite a bit of stuff, you know. I'm about to load it up. I just came from Walmart and I bought a whole bunch of different types of lettuces and stuff like that. I used all of it last year, but sometimes you can tell that lettuce, it'll grow back if the seeds off into your box or whatever. So, but that's what I'm gonna be doing most of the day out there, trying to plant, trying to get things to start growing.
So you bought your seeds at Walmart?
Yes, sir. You can buy them at Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, wherever, on that little display aisle you come. Then they have all them seeds. And it's best, if you don't even have a place to grow them, it's best just to grab them, because you never know when it all gonna hit the fan, and then, but at least you can have something.
Yeah, I ordered me a big some of those big packs with the various vegetables in it off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ordered me some of those.
That's gonna be true value. Money's gonna be worthless. Stuff like that's gonna have value to it. Because
right.
You know, when people start getting them, their gut starts growling and their stomach touching their backbone. Yeah, it's gonna get real serious then.
That's right.
So we know that y'all gonna take care of us. He's gonna provide, but we need to be also preparing in the meantime, in between time also, if we can.
Right.
So, and preparing our heart, because now we know that this is the season of deliverance. So we know that the Gentiles and everybody else has been running around not telling the truth about, you know, because they don't observe our feast days and stuff like that. And really looking through the scriptures, I've seen that the Most High, his true deliverance has been during his high holy days. And that's why it's so important right now that we try to be about Yah's business, try to observe his Passovers, his Shavuot, the Day of Atonement, Sukkot, the Feast of Trumpets, all of these holidays. These are when the Most High comes and stirs up the water, just like we seen that the man that was had that he couldn't walk, and then the angel came down there and stirred up the waters. So now
that's right.
This is the time that we're supposed to be having that stirred up water, and that we still be trying to step up in that spirit of water to be healed and being reconciled, being restored, and having the judgments over our enemies during these times right now. And this is what we're supposed to be doing as the people of the Most High Yah right now, keeping his law, statutes, commandments to the best of our ability in this land, in this wicked captivity that we're in right now. So that's what I see, brothers, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Walk in
my
it,
family.
Hebrew. Walk in it.
Yes, sir. It ain't nothing
yes,
like, man. Nothing like being obedient, man. Because Yah said it's better than better. He said obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
So that's what we're supposed to be about. Our Abba's business. So
yeah, I got the. I got the video if y'all ready.
Okay, go ahead and play it, brother.
Alright.
Kamala Harris is entitled to her opinion, the same way you're entitled to your opinion, the same way I hold the opinion that she and the American government are a bunch of cowards, you know, and that they have no rights to talk about human rights, because they're the biggest abusers of human rights. Child rights are equally human rights. And yesterday, 2 hours after that press conference with the president, a 28-year-old gunwoman walked into an American school and killed three American children and killed three American teachers. It's the rights, one of the fundamental basic rights of any human being is the right to life. The American government, in which Kamala Harris is vice president, is failing to take decisive action on gun control. And so people who should not have access to weapons are having access to assault rifles and killing innocent children and teachers in America. And the vice president of that country wants to come and teach us human rights. I mean, the irony of it. She's a person of color. But for being vice president, what happened to George Floyd could easily have happened to her or any of the several people who have been killed in America by errant white policemen, which has led to the Black Lives Matter issue. If people have to demonstrate to let the American government know that Black Lives Matter, they need help from us. I've stated on record that myself and my colleagues are very willing to engage the American government and the U.S. Congress to help them shape laws that will come down on gun violence because they really have need for it. But it's the hypocrisy of the U.S. where they call homosexuality a human rights issue in Africa. But yet they are doing business with countries where homosexuality is frowned upon. Over $1 billion of military hardware is sold to Qatar almost on a yearly basis. In Qatar, homosexuality is punished by death, not imprisonment. Why are they not threatening Qatar? One of the biggest trading partners of the United States government is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, it's punished by death. Why are they not threatening them? Why are they not threatening Russia? Then they come to Ghana and Africa and they want to come and threaten us with LGBTQ. The American government is a bunch of hypocrites. If they really want to flex their muscle, they should go and flex their muscle on Russia, India, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, the places where they are selling weapons to.
Hey, bro, Mikael.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to start that from the top. You need to start that again.
I need to start it again.
Yes, sir.
Boy, he was putting the facts down. Can y'all hear me?
Man.
Yeah, I can hear you, boy.
Yeah, y'all putting it in. Y'all keep that baton rolling. I'm listening.
I missed that thing, man. I don't know what happened. My screen was black.
Keep that baton rolling.
All right, I played it again.
I caught the end of it myself.
You know, I can't stop it and pause it, y'all, because I don't know why I can't do it. Just I can't do it. So when I got it, but I hit play, it's got to play all the way through. It's 2 minutes long. All right,
go ahead.
All right, so just whatever you got to say, or whatever your thoughts is, just keeping me in mind.
Kamala Harris is entitled to her opinion, the same way you're entitled to your opinion, the same way I hold the opinion that she and the American government are a bunch of cowards, you know, and that they have no rights to talk about human rights because they're the biggest abusers of human rights. Child rights are equally human rights. And yesterday, 2 hours after that press conference with the president, a 28-year-old gun woman walked into an American school and killed three American children and killed three American teachers. It's the right, one of the fundamental basic rights of any human being is the right to life. The American government, in which Kamala Harris is vice president, is failing to take decisive action on gun control. And so people who should not have access to weapons are having access to assault rifles and killing innocent children and teachers in America. And the vice president of that country wants to come and teach us human rights. I mean, the irony of it. She's a person of color. But for being vice president, what happened to George Floyd could easily have happened to her or any of the several people who have been killed in America by errant white policemen, which has led to the Black Lives Matter issue. If people have to demonstrate to let the American government know that Black Lives Matter, they need help from us. I've stated on record that myself and my colleagues are very willing to engage the American government and the U.S. Congress to help them shape laws that will clamp down on gun violence because they really have need for it. But it's the hypocrisy of the U.S. where they call homosexuality a human rights issue in Africa. But yet they are doing business with countries where homosexuality is frowned upon. Over $1 billion of military hardware is sold to Qatar almost on a yearly basis. In Qatar, homosexuality is punished by death, not imprisonment. Why are they not threatening Qatar? One of the biggest trading partners of the United States government is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, it's punished by death. Why are they not threatening them? Why are they not threatening Russia? Then they come to Ghana and Africa and they want to come and threaten us with LGBTQ. The American government is a bunch of hypocrites. If they really want to flex their muscle, they should go and flex their muscle on Russia, India, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, the places where they are selling weapons to.
I know that's right.
Now that brother said,
"Well,
if anybody needs some coaching on human rights, I need to come over there and help the United States government and teach them about human rights. Why y'all over here trying to teach us? And then Why y'all want to flex y'all muscles, drop y'all nuts on the country that y'all know is not a nuclear power? Go pick on somebody. Go pick on your equal.
Go pick on
Russia. Go pick on China. Go pick on Saudi Arabia. Go pick on some folks that got some. And y'all selling them the weapons. And they murder. They killing homosexuals.
Boy, the people waking up. The Most High doing it, and it's marvelous in our sight.
I love it.
As the Bible said, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight.
That's right. That's right.
Only he can wake us up.
Yes, sir.
Only he can. Man, I used to be lost in the sauce. Shoot. I used to be asleep. I'm not going
pride,
back to sleep.
See, that's pride. Pride gets in the way when you trying to go to another country and flex your muscles on a country. Like Uganda. See, that pride in the way.
Yeah, but you
know
what?
And we
know
what comes with the
pride.
LGBTQ. Yeah, you know what comes with the LGBTQ community? Pride.
Yeah, and Bible said pride come before a fall.
That's right.
That's what the Bible said.
That's right.
What did Satan? Satan had pride before he failed, didn't he?
That's right.
Remember Marciak, I saw Satan like lightning. That what you get. Hey, that what that term. Whenever time I remember that, that what that term busting hell wide open come from, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Marciak said he saw Satan like lightning fall.
Mm-hmm.
He bust hell wide open.
See, the ironic part about this right now is we are living in the book of the revealing. That's what he said.
Yes,
the book of the revelation. That's what we're seeing. He is revealing all the stuff that has been hidden for all these years. They've been hiding stuff. Now they can't hide nothing no more.
Right.
They can't hide.
What's that second Ezra or first Ezra? We're talking about truth. Where the, you know, going to start coming for?
Yes.
The prophet Ezra. Yeah. Yep. The book of Daniel, they was hiding the truth, remember? Trampling it down. Yeah, they put an eclipse on the truth.
Yes. I said, praise the Father, that these African nations over there are starting to stand up and say, not
yes,
no,
sir.
Hell no.
Yes, sir. Got me wanting to fight.
That's right.
Got me wanting to fight. Well, come over here
but
with that
the hypocrisy. Well, he said the hypocrisy in America. Let me show y'all, America ain't a Christian. You know, you're going to call yourself a Christian. You know homosexuality is a no-no. So that ought to tell the black Christian church, the black Negroes in America that go to church on Sunday, something wrong with these people, these white folks that are running this country.
It's a lot of them.
You are not a Christian nation. You're not a Christian nation, and you're siding with evil and homosexuality. You're not a Christian nation. Sorry.
Right.
Just not.
That all started with who? Alexander the Macedonian
Alexander the Vast.
The pervert. And that's the time of the Gentiles. They're rising. It's during that period of time. And you see all through that culture, that's what they've been promoting the whole time.
That's why all them Arabs, some of them Arabs, that's why all that, you know, I'm not trying to put nobody down, but that's why all the mixing come in at.
Absolutely.
I was looking at a guy last night. It was kind of dark. He looked like us. When he opened his mouth, he talked like an Arab or an Indian. See, you can't even tell the difference. I mean, they ain't mad about that. That's who you are. You know what I'm talking about? But the Most High, if I make a doggone Toyota, I don't want no Subaru parts on the Toyota. I don't want no Ford parts on it. You can keep your Chevrolet parts because I made a Toyota. You know what I'm saying? But he said he was gonna clean our blood. He said he was gonna clean us, so there ain't no need to worry about
that.
Yeah.
He said he's gonna cleanse our blood. Mm-hmm.
I got a small percentage of Asian could be black though. You got black Asian. You hear me? It ain't necessarily Chinese, it could be Indian. Or it could be black folks that live in China. It could be them dark skinned, you know, small somewhere. But yeah.
But brother, I'm gonna jump up here. Gotta get in now. So
I couldn't hear. What did he say?
He said he had to jump off for a second.
Okay, probably in a bad area.
Yeah.
That's why I gotta go out there and take a little business, go out there and start. So,
I might start just doing this. Yeah, just for time's sake, I might just start doing that. The thumbnail, you just have to watch the title. Watch the title. Title be different. I'm just punching in. I'm on the clock. Y'all on the clock, man.
I'm rolling now.
Yeah, on the clock. We're punching in right quick, letting y'all know what's going on, fam. Just punching in.
Yeah, I think Brother Steph, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. On the clock. On the clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Just punching in. Punch these devils in the mouth while we punching. We ain't just beating the air. Paul said, we ain't fighting like we beating the air. We hitting something. Well, yeah.
Trying to see where I put my Bible at.
Yeah, that brother. Hey, that brother said, "Why y'all over there talking?
Yeah,
about somebody teaching somebody some human rights. Y'all need to get me and my brother to come over there to teach y'all some human rights. What it look like?
Yeah, it is, and we still ain't got none. They just, you hear me? We still fighting for our right. We fighting for our existence.
Like you got the Chinese got their law protection law." Everybody got their protection law for their race, but where is the leave the Negro alone law at? Where is that
law? You ain't gonna get that.
Leave the Negro alone law. Yeah, leave the Negro, but I ain't gonna say that, you know, because I'm on your channel, I'm reckless.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the Negro alone law. Leave the Negro alone law. Where that law at? That's what we want to know.
Because they have to start mass incarcerating their own people. They people... They can't help it. I see some of them tense up, but they look at me and then they go on about their business.
But see, that ought to tell you right there.
They know who to mess with.
That dog, that tell you right there that the Most High Word is true. Because he said, you ain't going to have no allies or no friends.
Right.
Everybody hates you. They hate me, they're going to hate you. They hate me, they hate the Father, they're going to hate you. So you ain't got no friend. They're gonna hate you without a cause.
I was up at a doggone truck stop giving a speech about that yesterday. I don't know how I be getting started. It don't take much, I guess.
Yeah.
them loads of carry, they were listening, but they ain't say nothing. I don't care. I ain't trying to make you feel good. I'm talking to my sister over here. Talking about she got 3 grandsons. I said, you better tell them what's going on. I'm going to tell them about the prison. How in the world I get 16 years for a non-violent charge, possession, and it's my first time?
Damn. Huh?
That's what I had. And then when I get out.
The Most High said he was going to punish you seven times more for your sins.
My head was hard. I tell you what, it's soft. It got a little soft.
Anybody head gets soft, bro. Hey, when you said 16 years, my head got soft. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, this is my first time. I'm like, okay, this is my first time. So if I get caught. So that's premeditation right there, huh?
Yeah.
It's most times like, okay, this is okay. But then I was telling them, they trying to put them in these prisons. That's what I was telling them. Them dogs don't care. And I think they were getting scared. I'm not finna miss nothing. Carry your nose and tail on to the register. Ain't that much doggone stuff to put in your coffee. But since you over here, keep listening.
Since you.
Huh?
Yeah, keep listening.
Keep listening. Man, I be seeing random brothers. I be telling them, leave them white women alone now.
Yeah.
You hear me? You might not believe me. I tell them. I got to get some cards. I'm going to pass out some darn cards.
Hey, you ain't telling them nothing wrong. You telling them right.
Leady, darn white women, all these sisters around here, all these single women out here, and you worrying about that. Huh?
Y'all know the new black brother that they had on the Ebony cover, the one That they had, Jonathan Mazin. Yeah, hey.
They done put
it's a white girl got him hemmed up right now.
Shoot. The Negro need to learn.
That's who they want to run and get every time.
We've been programmed. Think about it. Most of your teachers. I'm not making no excuse. I understand what held my mind captive, right? So I kind of know how to undo it. If you know somehow how something is built, you can destroy it. You turn the television on. All your characters. What persuasion are the characters? I'm talking about, you know, I grew up in the 80s, 70s and 80s.
Positive, all the positive characters.
Yeah, all the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then you go to the toy section. What your color? What your character at? Where your black Superman at? Huh? Mm-hmm. Then you go to the church. Here they come with some buttermilk complexion, white Jesus that ain't in the Bible. I'm just saying, it's a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah, that video we just played about that brother calling America hypocrites.
Yeah.
See, this is what America was doing. This is Isaiah 10, verse 1. Woe to them that decree unrighteous decrees. See, decrees is laws, commandments, okay? What America, what did Chlamydia Harris go ahead and do? She was doing what? An unrighteous decree trying to push homosexuality on them brothers and sisters over there.
Let's read
that again.
Something they don't even
And listen, need. Woe mean destruction. Woe right. unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievous which they have prescribed to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that the widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. They want to rob Uganda through homosexuality. They want widows in the household.
Hey, and listen, I'm going to bring it home even further for you.
Go ahead.
Now, Obama's mandate was to pass all these gay laws in America.
Yeah.
And to start pushing the gay laws on the African nations. He the one got it started, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He did his two turns. He couldn't come back.
No.
So they sent chlamydia because everybody thinks she black. So now who do they got over there furthering the agenda? They ain't got Biden over there talking to them people about no gay laws and gay rights. They got chlamydia over there. See, this is the technology that Esau used against the darker races of the earth, man. But what they fail to realize is everybody is hip to the fact that America ain't got the power they used to have no more.
Right.
They ain't got the military might that they used to have no more. The fear tactics that they used to use on everybody, it don't hold as much weight no more.
Right. Is that stuff? I'm making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Let me mute myself. Hold on. I'm gonna let y'all talk. I'm gonna mute myself. Hold on. All right.
Hey. Arlene Foster said in California, they got their own temples down there, Mike.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Hold on.
What kind of temples they got?
Worship temple.
Oh, you talking about, so they got Baal temples?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about the Hindus or the LGBT or who? All of Baal worship.
Yeah, the LMNOP.
Oh, that's Baal worship. Right back to the Bible.
That ring why the Most High always send the destruction they way.
Y'all seen that new space station, the space mission they got? I was noticing this morning. It's Artemis. Y'all know who Artemis is, don't you? A Greek god. Why is all the NASA stuff named after Greek gods? Apollo, the space shuttle Columbia, huh? So when you go to Joel chapter 3 and the Hebrews being sold to the Greeks, you think because these people don't call themselves Greeks, they ain't Greeks. You see what I'm talking about?
That's just like them Jewish people don't call themselves Amalekites, but that's what they are.
Yeah.
That's just like the white people here in America don't call themselves Edomites, but they are. They got away from those names because they know when you look at the Bible and you see them names in there, they know you can recognize who they are. That's why they all changed their name. But all praise to the Most High.
Man, you could trace the Greek lineage, the Roman lineage, right from Javan, the father of the Greeks, and you know that all of them the same people. So if you want to use Greek or Roman or whatever, they the same.
Greco-Roman?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There's a reason why they call themselves and proud. They say it with their chest. The Greco-Roman Empire. They say it with their chest.
Yeah. That's all America here. They ain't ashamed of it. They proud of it. Yeah, they proud. Like you said, they say it with their chest. Everybody done got quiet. Y'all gone?
No, hey, yeah, Rue, I was stuffing my face.
Oh, okay. Well, if y'all done, man, we can go ahead and end this thing, man.
Yeah, y'all, I might come back. Look for me sometime, but I'm not making no promises. I'm about to roll out, though. I'm going to let y'all have it. I'm going to listen to y'all on YouTube. Shalom, family. Love y'all. Thank y'all for coming in. I ain't going to hit the end button. I'm just easing out.
All right, I'm easing out with you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, shalom. All right.